The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, Rabboisai! You guys don't know about that. She is Chicago. Lili Nishmas, Imi Morosi Rusbas Mordechai. And of course, I have to see if there's any new. Let's see if there's, I should have checked this before, but Chicago, so everything is safe. Here we go. Oh! Today's chair is being sponsored by Baruch Chaim Kassel, my mother, Lucille Bas Gershon on her second yard site, Yogi and Freda Lushinsky on the bris this morning of their grandson born to Yaakov and Adina Lushinsky, may they be Zoicha Legadloi, I just met Yogi for the first time by the Kaisel, amazing guy. By Hillel Kamiansky, successful surgery tomorrow from Elazar Ben Elka and a complete and speedy recovery, Refuah Shleima. Alright. So, this email, Dear Rebelli, I'm going 100% anonymous, which will become clear shortly. He had to go through the whole shtick of creating a new email for this. I was introduced to Yeshua last year before Masechet Sanhedrin from a friend of mine. Due to COVID and the lockdowns, juggling work, family, and all of life's other obligations, I wasn't able to stick with the daf. Do me a favor. Get me some water. I'll repeat the shkoyach. Started Erim Sochem Shkolim with you. Got through a number of daf at the start of each Masechta, but just fell off and couldn't make it stick. Baruch Hashem, I was able to successfully finish Masechtas Yuma with you and the Chevra. At the start of every Masechta, in your spiel, you talk about how the daf will improve your life, your family, your parnasa, etc., and overall train on you how to stay consistent with something which will impact all areas of your life. When I heard you mention that at the beginning of Sukkah, I realized that since April, when we started Yuma, the take-home income in my business, which I remained flat for the past 2 years, had more than tripled. More business income and profit. The reason was simply due to more opportunities that appeared to me as we continue going through the Masechta. You know what that means? If he tripled his income, he must give all the meiser to MDY. There's no look, he's saying it's because of MDY. It's no shaila. Well, if not to MDY, he has to go and give it towards spreading Torah. No mikvahs, no shuls for this. This is money that came from Torah for spreading Torah. Baruch Hashem, I'm hooked on the daf and hopefully we'll be able to continue the income trajectory as we move through Shas. It's totally true what you say. That's not about the daf, it's about the yoyim. Staying consistent and getting through the 60-day mark to make this a habit, which also has been scientifically proven with books like Atomic Habits and The Power of Habit. Also, this means another beneficiary to the daf is Uncle Sam in the IRS through the higher taxes I'll pay now. Perhaps sometime, and me, we are going to get some of this money to hook some more people to Torah. Perhaps sometime you can do a master class on how to reduce taxes through real estate. I'm hooked for life. Brave, not my real name. Sam Brave. Shkoyach Sam Brave. Dear Raveli, since COVID hit, we haven't sent our kids back to school. Thank you very much. It just seemed like an oxymoronic thing to do in the beginning when everyone was still getting sick. And then we were introduced to a new mentor in our lives who's been guiding us on a whole new way to live. It's been quite a journey, especially seeing my son, self-motivated, learning the things he wants to learn, feeling loved and supported by us, building a deep bond with his father and learning. This is a mother writing. And so much more. However, one thing that I've been davening about was for Hashem to send our son Akiva Shalom some way to feel more connected to the community and the Chevra now that he's not in school. And so one day I was in the park and I met Shoshana Bilyak, that's Yosef Bilyak's wife, whose son was there. And it came up that he goes to the shir and how he's motivated and excited by it. So knowing that nothing's stam, I mentioned to my son and decided to give it a try. I want to thank you so much, Reveli, for being the answer to my tefillos and really filling that missing piece for my son. Imamish looks forward to waking up and to run out of the house and connect and learn. I'm so grateful to you that you have created, for what you have created. May Hashem bless you to continue Shep Nachas and Sabin, you still in your keel and learn and grow. Thank you again. Dina Hundert. Shkoyach. This one more here. Actually, let me show you a picture of a tzaddik that I saw in New York. He says, his name is Dovi Newman. I was just at the Woodmere Shir this afternoon and really wanted to say hello, but I did not have the time to wait in the long line. Last time I was on such a line was to wait for Mickey Mouse. It was a long line. I autographed a few Gemaras. It was very interesting. I just wanted to introduce myself, Dovi Newman, as I'm new to this shir, and thank you for what you do. The shir, camaraderie, the energy at MDY is truly unique. Here's Dovi Raboisai. I remember seeing him in the audience over there. Also, keep talking about how great Eretz Yisrael is. Maybe my wife will agree to make the move one day to make my dream come true. Hope to see you soon in New York again. Dovi. Shkoyach Dovi. And finally, do we have time for one more? It's Sunday. It's a very short daf today. Dear Rabbi Stefanski, Mazel Tov on your son's wedding. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Julian Partush. Something like that. I don't know. Welcome back to Chicago. Started in the Vyami at the beginning of the current cycle. First time for me has never went to yeshiva. But always had an admiration for Torah and those who learn it. I discovered Yeshir a month ago and keep telling people around me about it. The amount of preparation, all the details are amazing. Thank you for everything you're doing. I live in Chicago. I was wondering if you'll be doing the Daf Yom Yeshir open to the public. Is he here today? Julian here today? Hello, somebody tell him about where we are. From tomorrow on, we're going to be at Chodrov. Everybody knows where Chodrov is? Upstairs. There's Wi-Fi there, right? Good. And there's going to be food. Over here is a little schwach, but in Chodrov, they hook us up with food. Nothing again. Now he says, just finished listening to Daf Yud Gimel, and you mentioned that you'll be giving shir from New York, not Chicago. My mistake. All right, somebody let this guy know that we are in Chicago now. I can't tell you how many people I met over Shabbos. By the way, I met, you know Esterson? So his brother is the Magid Shir from Boca. By the way, I have to say Shalom Aleichem to Dov Freilich from Boca, talking about Boca. But there's so many guys, these undercover guys that are watching this year here in Chicago. You gotta get them all together. I guarantee you, I met at least 50 people that watch this year in Chicago. We have to get them together. We have to make some chabur. We have to get-togethers, maybe go to the Milchik restaurant. Something geschmack here. We're gonna go from the worst city in America to the number one. That's the goal right now. Seder, that is the goal. I'm not going to let this, my stepbrother doesn't come here. He watches the show every single day. Ari. Who else? I saw him in Chavez. Listen, you know what he said? He's right in a way. That's what my partner, who also watches the show every day, Ben Sifrim, won't come. He said, why would I come? You're so slow in real life. I'm used to it. I want to have speed. This guy's with the ADD. Fine. We're holding David Zion on the base by Toshma. Sikicho bin Asarim. Rabbi Yisrael, we're talking about a sugya. How much schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah, pasul the sukkah? Is it, I guess they heard the word four. They weren't sure. Is it four tfachim or four amas? It's a joke. But there's a big difference between four tfachim and four amas. That's the machloikis. Toshma. Sikcho ben Asarim, you know it's good that most of the daf today is all things that we learned already, we're familiar with in this Masechta. Sikcho ben Asarim shel Erez, we learned this also. Cedar beams. Sheyesh b'mar ba, that are four tefachim wide. Dibriyako psula. Well, this goes according to Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel says, according to everybody, if it's over four tefachim, pasul. Ein b'mar ba, but if they're less than four tefachim, remeir paisel rebu de machshir. Umayde rebu meir, top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Chai. Shem yesh bein neser le neser kim loy neser shem niach psal beineim uksheira. So the Gemara understands this as a very simple case. We had this. You're all familiar with the Gemara's answer. But just let's pretend we never learned this before. If between each beam you have the width of emptiness of the size of the beam, so what do you do? You put schach in between, and your sukkah is good. If the only way I could pass a beam is if it's four amos wide, 8 feet, huge. Shmachik Shera. I understand why this is a good sukkah. Makes sense? Elul mandomer ben tzavar ba amayk shera. But according to the mandomer that says that if this four tefachim width, even in the middle of the sukkah, it goes right through your sukkah, it splits your sukkah in half, and now your sukkah only has two walls. This wall and this wall. Or this wall, this wall. It goes right down the middle, cuts your sukkah in half. Amayk shera. So what good is it if you add a bunch of good tzchach there? Omer avonu b'reder v'yeshua. So the answer is, hacha b'sukkah d'loy havi ala shumayim tzimtzomis haskina. You probably recall this sukkah, beautiful case, where the sukkah from side to side is 8 amas, 48 tefachim. To get to the center takes you 24 tefachim. Very good. What happens is that the center, if you look closely, are two pieces of schach. You're going to start from the side, put a board, then put schach. A board, schach, board, schach. And then you start from the other side. Board, schach, board, schach, board, schach. 4 times 6 is 24 tefachim. 4 times 6 on this side, right? 6 times 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim of an eser, 4 tefachim of a schach. You do that 6 times, that's 24. 24 plus 24 is 48. That's the size of the sukkah here. But what happens is, since you meet in the middle, in the center, the middle is going to get 2 pieces of schach, which is 8 tefachim. 8 tefachim is more than enough for a kosher sukkah, because a kosher sukkah only needs 7 tefachim. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. What about the rest? Since it's less than 4 amos, it becomes kosher as a doifen akuma. We're dealing with a sukkah that's exactly 8 amos. So the Gemara is very exact the way it says it. There's a plank of wood, upsal. Remember, psal is garim v'yakev. Psal means kosher schach. V'neser upsal, then another plank and schach, v'neser upsal. You do this 3 times or 6 times 4 tefachim, mahaygisa from one end. V'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, mahaygisa. We had this. We already know this case. Da'havelu shnei psalim emtsa. And then you're left with 2 pieces of schach smack in the middle. That's 2 times 4 tefachim and 8 tefachim. V'ger shesukah be'emtsa. And that's why it says that it's kosher. Question. Can you sit underneath these pieces of schach right over here? These, the schach, the small ones. You say no. So today, because we have a very short daf, I'd like to do as many rashis as possible inside, including this one. Because of that vart that I told Gary, it's the Chavetz Chaim, the Vilna Gaon, that Matzah Shabbos that he came to learn, and there was, where was it? There was no video. Oh, because he came on Shabbos, when we had a shir, and there's no video, so I told him Hashem considers all the days, the hundreds of days that he came, and he wasn't learning because he's busy with the video, it's as if he's learning. Why? Because the one opportunity that he had to learn Torah without a video, he came to learn Torah and he actually learned. Today, that we have a short daf, the one opportunity that we have to learn Rashi, we're going to learn Rashi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be machshiv all the days that we didn't learn Rashi as if we learned Rashi. Because we just don't have the time on a regular day. So here we go. It's Rashi Dibur HaMaskel She'ein Ba'al HaShmoyna Amis Mitzumtzomais. That's 4 lines down. But we're not going to go from the beginning. So Rashi says, smack in the middle of the Rashi. It's a long one. Hilkoch Cheira Yidayozim Shnei Psalim. Okay, he goes into the whole thing. Very simple. Then he says, V'tachas hanesorim loy yishan. You should not sleep underneath the planks of wood. So if you want to be medayik, a simple diuk, it's only under the planks you shouldn't sleep. But under the schach, Rashi is saying that you could sleep. There are those Rishonim who argue on Rashi and say that even under the other schach you should not sleep. Says Rashi, we invoke Doifen Akuma all the way through. This entire thing is Doifen Akuma. So this is interesting. According to this, you're allowed to sleep under the Doifen Akuma, the kosher Doifen Akuma. the wall that's made out of schach, you're allowed to sleep under that, says Rashi. The pach is ma'arba amisi. From the center to the wall is less than 4 amis, because we're talking about a sukkah that's only 8 amis total. Vim Toimer says Rashi, Ibn Asarim, Absalom, Abchusim, Arba. You're holding with me? It's like, I don't know. 15 lines from the top of Rashi. Vim Toimer, Ibn Asarim, Absalom, Abchusim, Arba. If everything is less than 4, then it shouldn't be kosher in the middle. There's in the look after sukkah. So ask Rashi a question. You're telling me that it's because everything is 4, 4, 4 in the middle. You have 8. But what if everything's 3, 3, 3? So the middle is going to be 6. So come out that the middle is not a kosher sukkah. So what? The whole sukkah is puzzle? What do you guys think? The whole sukkah is puzzle? Says Rashi, no. The opposite. The whole sukkah is kosher. Every piece, even the boards, will be kosher in this case. The reason I'm reading this Rashi is because it's beautiful to the pshat. Things that are not in the Gemara are here. Says Rashi, the entire sukkah is kosher. Even under the planks of wood, if they are less than 4 tefachim, then they don't pass the sukkah, and you're allowed to sit underneath them. Says Rashi, you don't have a single individual place that's 4 tefachim, and in Mela I can use the entire sukkah. Beautiful. Okay. Next, Omar Abaye. New halacha. Avir shloisha besukah gdoila umiatoy. So, we are going to learn 2 halachas now. Two types of sukkah. We're going to start out with a regular sukkah. You have a regular sukkah that you have 3 tfachim of ear. And we said ear is the worst of the worst. So comes Abaye with a trick. You have ear, that's 3 tefachim, have a way to make your sukkah kosher. Reduce the ear. Put 1 bamboo right down the middle of all that ear, and you're good to go. Even better, says Abaye, shloish b'sukkah gdoila umiatoy, bein bikonim, whether you put a piece of bamboo, that's kosher. Bein b'shpudim, whether you put a metal tube in Chicago, you know, everything here is all electric and everything has to be in conduit. Because of the unions. In the rest of the world, everywhere else in the world almost, you could throw wires right down in your house. It costs a quarter of the price. You just put the wires right through the wall and everything's good. But in Chicago, first you have to put a metal tube, and you put the wire through the metal tube. Okay. I just thought I would point it out because I used to bend those tubes, and that's how I made a living for 2 years. Okay. So, if you put a metal tube down the 3 tefachim of ear, have a miut. That's in a big sukkah and a regular sukkah. However, so here's a picture. A nice size sukkah that has a bunch of ear on the top right over here, and you put a beam down the middle or a pipe down the middle of it, everything is kosher v'yasher. However, says Abaye, Besukah ketana, what's a sukkah ketana? Sukkah that's 7 by 7 tefachim. Bekanim avamiyot. If you use wood to reduce the gap, it's good. Why, says Rashi? Because now I can invoke the concept of lavud. I have less than 3 tefachim of empty space. Beshepudim lo yavamiyot. But if I put metal pipe down the middle, like in this picture, it's not a reduction. And it passes the sukkah. So let's look at Rashi inside. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi dibar amasko bishputim lehavimiyot. Right in the middle of the page. I'll give you 10 seconds. Yeah. Bishputim lehavimiyot, says Rashi. Va'af agav deloy mizeh v'loy mizeh yeshir lufsal. Why is the sukkah puzzle? I don't have 3 tefachim of ear, and I don't have 4 tefachim of metal. So what exactly is passing the sukkah? Miu, kiven deke gimel tefachim bahadadi, denavkim esh sukkah. The problem is that I have 3 tefachim that are not kosher. Not that I have 3 tefachim of a psul. I have only 4 tefachim of schach, and three that are not kosher. Chashivi b'avin avshayu. So these three tefachim are considered on their own. And the three tefachim cannot go together with the four tefachim to give me a seven tefach schach. The less of the shiur the sukkah. The problem is that I don't have enough kosher schach. That's the problem. The problem is not that I have three tefachim of bad schach or four tefachim of bad schach. The problem is I don't have seven tefachim of good schach. That's the problem. Says the Gemara, my time at the Manda Omar in love with Bensa. Why in the world? It's beautiful. We're going through nice sugis now. What is the reasoning behind the Manda Omar that says that in middle, oh, sorry, did I skip? Yeah. Yes, I skipped a lot. That's why I skipped in Eretz Yisrael, by the way, because when I was giving the shiur for 8 years in Chicago, so a lot of times I used to skip on purpose. And nobody said anything, and then I finished the shiur. Shui Davis is going like this. I remember those days. He didn't say anything because he also wanted to get out of there quickly. So I'd skip 5-6 lines at a time and see if anybody's listening, and nobody's listening. I tried out Eretz Yisrael, and immediately they jump on me like hawks. I did it now by mistake, and nobody said anything. Chicago, they're very polite. He did say it? He said it quietly. How does it help me? It doesn't help me. Fine. He made a macha under his breath. Here, says the Gemara, an amazing chiddush. All this thing that we just said, look at these pictures. And this picture. Doesn't matter, whatever picture you look at. You see how they drew it? They drew the ear all the way on the side of the sukkah. Not smack the middle. And all the way to the side. Because that's the halacha right now. I can reduce a gap that's 3 tefach with a piece of metal or wood. But if it's smack in the middle of the sukkah, pliki borav ache v'ravino. Now I have a machlokes. Chad omar yesh lovod b'emtza. One says that I could say the concept of lovod in the middle of the sukkah. Why not? Lovod means I bridge a gap that's 3 tefachim. V'chad omar ein lovod b'emtza. No, you can't bridge a gap in the middle. What is going on here? So I saw some Rishonim explain. Lavod is halacha Moshe Mesina. What else was said with Lavod? Good aches, good asik, doifen akuma. Those are all halachas in a wall. So perhaps, this man is saying, Lavod is also in a wall. I could do the pizza shop sukkah, because Lavod on a wall. But Lavod was never said on the ceiling, according to this man. Very interesting. I can say Lavod on Shabbos, to bring a mechitza together. But only in mechitzas. Here's a fascinating thing. Listen to this. Let's say you are on the side of your sukkah and you have more than 3 tefach space. You know what? Let's go weiter to see this halacha. It's beautiful halacha. But we need a little bit more information for it. So now the Gemara just goes and says, where do you see that you say love it in the middle? And where do you see you don't say love it in the middle? The sanyo koyra hayoytis mikoytsel zeveinu nigas mikoytsel acher. Oh, so if you are with us by Erevin, first of all, this is what it looks like when this ear space a gap smack in the middle. Great picture. Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin. If you have a mavoi, very simple halacha. A mavoi in those days, people had front yards in front of their houses, and they dumped off into an alley. I always tell them about Chicago and the alleys, because in New York they have no idea what you're talking about, an alley. But here in Chicago they have this road, service road behind your house, it's called an alley. Something like that. It's not part of the Rosh Hashanah, it's more for people to get together. Here, looks something like this. So here your house, here's your house, here's the house, here's the chatzar in front, the bikes and everything in here, and it goes into this corridor called the Mavud. Midrash, you're allowed to carry here. Why? Because it has 3 walls. Rabbanan said that it's right into the Rosh Hashanah. You see the walkway here, Rosh Hashanah. So that somebody shouldn't come and walk or carry from here to here. So first of all, you do the Shittuv Mavayis, whatever. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Lechi and the Kaira. Kaira is a beam that goes from side to side. Remember that whole Mishnah? We started off the Masechta with this. You have to reduce. It can't be above 20 Yama. Fine. We're not talking about a lechi today. Lechi is just a piece of wood that goes this way. It's a very thin piece of wood. We're talking about a kaira. What if the kaira doesn't reach the wall? Okay, so if it's within three tfachim, we say lavat. But here's the halacha that's important to us. What if the kaira, two kairas, they almost reach each other in the center? Do we say lavat or not? Now here's the halacha of lavat in the middle. It's not by the wall, it's smack in the middle. So if you say lavat in this case, then this manova holds that you could say lavat. You could say lavat in the middle.
Kol halashon.
Middle. The first case is the kaira doesn't hit the wall. V'chein, and this is our case. V'chein shtei kairas, two beams. And they don't reach each other. It's less than three tefachim. I could bridge the gap with lavod. And three tefachim, more than three tefachim, I need another kaira. So over here you see that you say lavod in the middle. V'idach, isn't that a great raya? Shani kaira is the Rabbanon. Since this whole idea is the Rabbanon, let's see Rashi. Beautiful. Shani kaira, the kolisa to the mavi v'ilchois, eruv the Rabbanon. The whole idea of mavui and the eruv is only the Rabbanon. I mean, the raya is by tikka. With the raya you can carry there. Hilkach, ikilu ba'ahachi. I love this line. That's why I wanted to read this Rashi inside. The Hemasru Vemetiru, the same people that made an Isser, they'll make a kula and say, you can use two kairos, don't worry about it, use lava. But when it comes to the Dairaisa of a Sukha Dairaisa, you're like, Kinlan, lava then talakhom ishmisinai, lava sinai lachshura. Okay, since it's Dairaisa, I don't say, according to this man, the Omar, lava to bridge a gap in the middle. My time at the Manda Omar love with Bensa. And what about the other Manda Omar that says you cannot say love? Where did he get it from? This not. There's a Mishnah in the alloys. Aruba Shabbai Subopisach Tefach. If there's a skylight in a house that's a tefach wide, Tuma Babayis Kulay Tame. So the way Tuma works, if there's a dead person, here. There's a dead person in New York, all chopped up, in a garbage bag. Oi! That's right, oi. Every dead person is oi. This case is a little sadder because he's in pieces in a garbage bag. And Tuma moves, it's wild. It goes everywhere. If there's a roof, so it'll go everywhere in the room and anything in the room becomes Tuma. Besides, whatever is directly below the skylight. Because the skylight doesn't have a roof. And the Tuma could only run around where there's a roof. So in this case, here's the skylight. Directly below the skylight is tar, but the kli that's next to it is tameh, because the tumah from this bag goes everywhere. So right then and there we have the raya. Why? Because look at the skylight. Why don't they say lavud and bridge the gap and close the skylight halachically? And therefore the tumah should go in the entire house, including this kli, this red kli, should become Tomei and pretend that this skylight doesn't exist through Lavud. All it is Tefach. What are you saying? Tefach. Tefach. So a Tefach I can do up to three Tefachim, I can say Lavud. Hold on a second. So Shui is saying, wait a minute, you said what? Shui and this kid. What's your name again? What's the name of your kid? Avery, come here. Kumsa her. Tell the Oilam your kasha. He's asking a very good kasha.
Oh, well, you can only use love for almost.
For a kula.
Not for chumrah. It's for chumrah.
Who says the chumrah?
It's the chumrah because now you're saying it's tameh.
Wow. Kula. Gewaldig. Mechaven. Shui. Mechaven to Avi. Okay. Very good. It's good kasha. He's asking, we only say lavod. We brought Tysus the other day, that you only say lavud in order to be machshir sukkah, not to pasul sukkah. In this case, we are going to be metama this thing if we close the skylight with lavud. Interesting kasha. Very nice. Okay, we gotta think about it. We have Tamid Chachamim in Chicago. You hear this? Or maybe I'm just a big Amaris. I don't know the answer. Okay. Mashikinegarabitar. Now, we just continue with the Mishnah. It's interesting that there's absolutely no difference between the two cases. Benegeta us. In the Mishnah, Rashi points out, in the Mishnah over there, there is a big difference between a tefach and less than a tefach, but for us, in this case, zero difference. Ein ba'aruba poseach tefach. Let's say it's less than a tefach. Tumah ba'is going to go with tar. So the tumah in the house, whatever is below the skylight is tar. Tumah can I get aruba? Kol ba'is kuli tar. And if the tumah is underneath the skylight, the entire house is tahar. Same halacha. But the problem is the same. Not the problem. The raya is the same. According to him, why don't you say lavod? The idach, shani ilchas tumah, dahachi gemir lehu. And what's the answer? The answer is, I cannot prove anything from tumah, because tumah, that's halacha, that's a special halacha, and we cannot bring a raya from tumah to other places in the Torah. Okay. So now, if lavud doesn't work in the middle, we're just saying this. One man that says lavud works in the middle, doesn't work in the middle, right? If lavud does not work in the middle, listen to this very interesting chav. So there's a gap on the side of the sukkah. Where's that picture? Any picture here that we had before? Wherever it is. Not this one. Okay. Let's say this picture. So there's three tefachim of ear right on this side. Okay? We'll make it better. Big sukkah. Three tefachim of ear over here. Listen what happens. He wants to make his sukkah kosher. So what does he do? He goes ahead and puts schach down. But he has to be careful. Why? Because if he puts the schach down next to the wall, you can't say love it in the middle, according to this man d'Amar. Listen, you hear what's going on? If he has one piece of bamboo left in his garage, and he wants to make his sukkah kosher, he should not take that bamboo and put it next to the wall. Because next to the wall, he's not going to gain anything, because it's still a gap of two tefachim, let's say. And you cannot say lavud in the middle of a sukkah. And this is the middle of the sukkah. Why? Because there's one piece of bamboo, and then the rest of all the schach. So when I'm looking at it from the top, it's still in the middle. So what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to take that piece of bamboo and add it to the rest of the schach. And now the gap between the schach and the wall is only two tefachim, and that's okay. You could say love it minatzad. You could say it from the wall to the schach, but you can't say it in the middle. Very interesting chap, what happened over here. Okay. Just thought I'd point it out. What else? Another very, very interesting halacha. That you don't say lavud from in the middle of a sukkah. How much? What's the gap? Yerub Zalman. What is the gap? You have bamboos going. If I don't say lavud in the middle of a sukkah, what if there's one finger or a half an inch between the bamboos from side to side of my sukkah? Says the Rav Ma, your sukkah is possible. You're not allowed to eat underneath that gap, even though it's this big. But since it goes from side to side of the sukkah, it's possible. So what do you do? What's the way out of this? If you're using slats and they have a gap, according to what we're saying, you cannot say lavud in middle of a sukkah. It doesn't say what the amount is. It says less than three tefachim. Maybe it means a finger's worth, a half an inch. I don't know what. So one eight says to take, I'm muted on what? I don't know why. Is the mark playing around? Good. Mark, stop fooling around over there. Gary, Shalai. Okay, I'm muted again. Who's muting me? Who's muting me? Mark, what's going on here? Somebody muted me.
You muted Satan.
How's somebody able to mute me?
Because you're not the host.
Okay. No, I'm muted. No, thank you. Okay, listen, do me a favor, sit over here and just unmute it every time it goes. But turn the volume on. There's no need to have volume on.
Oh,
and
this one.
Why was your volume on?
I just turned it out.
Why? Okay. But here, meanwhile, I'm unmuted, so it's good. Stick around there. Just sit over here and see, look to see if it's muted. Okay, fine. So, you hear the Eitzah, Raboisai, you have a bunch of bamboo that's not touching each other, even if it's a pinky's width. So what do you do? Oh. No, thank you. It's right over here. I'm on top over there, and Baruch Hashem, now I'm unmuted. Okay, so. Very simple Eitzah. You take one slat of bamboo, and you go across the other way, smack in the middle. That's one way. The other way to do it is, if you hold that you need at least a tefach width of air. Because a tefach is davar chashuv. The Ramah doesn't talk about that, but some hold in the Ramah, in that idea that you need at least a tefach to pass all your sukkah, otherwise don't worry about it. But, nevertheless, if you use these slats, it's something to think about, halacha lemaisa. If you're using slats, you should try to put something at least going across, one piece going across, smack in the middle. Let's go weiter. Yeah. No, two tvachim is nothing. Two tvachim is fine. What's the problem? Hold on, Gary Ben Moshe wants, yeah, Gary, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? We're in the middle of Shir. How can I help you? Hello? The boy says, Gary, say hello to Gary. He's not talking, but he's saying... Okay. If somebody wants to speak to him... Yeah, okay. Hello? It's a very good kasha. Can we talk about it after Shir? Right now... Tell him to go on now. Oh, he has a good kasha. Now it's 7:15 in Yisrael, and we're still in the middle of Shir. We're going to be done in 5 minutes. But they could go, they could look at the end of it, and then you play the rest before. Okay? I can't argue with you. I'm in the middle of a Shir now that we're recording for a couple thousand people. We'll argue a little later, no? Or you want to argue now? You want to go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. We need you. Bye. Okay. Zog to Gemara. So we did the Aruba thing. Fine. So what do we do about this? Okay, we did this right. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Conjure Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, and he has a couple of things to say. This we had in the Mishnah. If you have a house that has a giant skylight in the middle, Ksheira. Oh, my left on Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. Remember Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi? Rabbi Yossi was the one that said, Chamesh Be'ilois Ba'alti, and he had one of his, and all five sons were giants. One of them was Rabbi Shmuel, a tremendous, tremendous time. Rabbi Parish, could you explain a little bit? What? Just any size skylight? Kach Perishaba. This is what my father Rabbi Yossi said. Arba'am is Psula, Opam is Marba'am is Kshera. It has to be within 4 amas of the wall. Great. No big chiddush there. Another chiddush. Avruma, if you have small fish that are kosher, sharia, you're allowed to eat it. What's the concern? The concern is if I have a bunch of small fish, what if I have within the fish non-kosher fish? Rabbi Parish, please explain what you're talking about. This is what Rabbi Yossi said. Shamakam pleni asura. If there's small fish from this place, there are. So shamakam pleni muteris. Depends what the place is. The type of fish, small fish, that comes from Bav is kosher. If you'll say because they're very strong currents, this non-kosher fish doesn't have a spine, so therefore it doesn't even exist in a place that has very strong currents. Hakal chazim in the kaya. That's not true. We see there's plenty of non-kosher fish in currents. El b'shom demelichim ayo. Maybe it's because these small baby fish cannot exist in salt water. By Dr. Tomek, you know, Leslie Kilpay, since it doesn't have scales, le'matzikai. Look at chazin in the kai, not true. It's plenty of non-kosher fish in salt water. Elod, mishum, d'lo'imirabe, minayu, dog, tomek. In tinayu, sorry, tinayu. In this, whatever, this lake over here that you're catching a fish. The silt, the mud, whatever it is, doesn't exist so that these non-kosher fish that we're talking about that look, you know, my entire life, wherever I went, oh, you're Stefanski? Oh, you're related to Dagim Tuna? Because Dagim Tuna is a Stefanski company. So, what was the shtick about Dagim? Dagim Tuna, they were able to take tuna without all the rats and dolphin meat and all that stuff that a lot of other tunas weren't so careful with. It's a thing. Like, if I'm going to take all these little baby fish, you're going to have some other non-kosher fish sneak in there. But in this kind of place, whatever this place is, I'm not so concerned. Bav doesn't have this mud on the bottom, so it's fine. Omer Avinu Avayidna, the Shafchi Nahar Eson, Nahar Gamod Elohasam, Asira. But today, that these other rivers dump into Bav, so you're getting all the non-kosher fish from the other rivers. We're not going to get into it, but it's a big shaila. You know, New York, they had a big problem with the worms in the water, different things like that. Today we have a different problem. I love strawberries, for instance. Strawberries, I know a lot of people, they it's very difficult. So they ignore it. But you can't ignore it. The problem is there are worms in these strawberries. So you have to soak them in soap and water twice and take a toothbrush. It's a whole ASIC. If you like them, you got to work for it. But there are issues. It's just very interesting that these worms that grow in water, depends how they grow. If they grow like in standing water, it's fine. If it's in an ocean, it's a problem. The kids are, they all discuss it. New York and their beautiful piping and everything. Okay, says Gemara Itmar. So we know what a chasadra is. You have these overhangs in front of your house. And you put tzchach. Now, so you put, tzim are these pieces of wood that are separated from each other less than three tzvachim. Abai omar tshero, sorry. So if yesh lo tzim tshero, she'en lo tzimim, but if it doesn't have these pieces of wood that act as a wall, abai omar tshero, v'rova omar psula, Rova says it's pasul. Abai omar tshero, why? Taf yutches omad beis.
So I dug out this picture. I like this picture better from Erevin. I'll show you the picture that they have. It's not bad.
Means that this edge, right over here, provided it's a tevach wide, will come down and create a wall. What is that called? Good achis mechitza. It's in the same halach of good achis. Comes down. Says Abaya, here's the picture over here. I have invisible walls, three walls that come from the edge of the achsadra, the overhang. Pitikra yoriv esoysim in yellow. Rav Amar Psula, let me pitikra yoriv esoysim, I don't say so. Omale Rav Abaya, says Rav Abaya, lididoch darmes pitikra yoriv esoysim, afilu hivchis doifizem tzoy. Why don't they say pitikra yoriv esoysim? What if I had three walls? And one of the walls fell down. So now the third wall should be a particular yarvis size. So I saw beautiful. Why does it say hifkas? It should say, if a guy built two walls, why does he say in a situation where he had three walls and one of the walls fell down? Perhaps the pshat is because when he built the walls, he had no intent to use the ceiling as a wall. So maybe in such a case, I don't say it. So he's saying even in a case where he had three walls and he didn't want to use Pitikra. He didn't want to use this invisible wall because the ceiling was already, you couldn't tell that there's a ceiling there because there's a wall there. But then the wall fell down and it's now the ceiling shows. I could still say Pitikra Yoriv Esoysim.
Well, it never was. You just built it that way.
Who cares? Oh, and what about this case? It was built like this, and according to Tarav, this is 100% kosher to carry on Shabbos. It has zero walls. I'm using all four walls. All four walls. Pitikri Yerivis Oysim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Abaya, the doctor, Amr's Pitikri Yerivis Oysim, Apeli Yus Doi Yom Tsoi, Omer Lei, says Abaya, Moin Dina Lof Bayi, you're right, in that case not, Da Havali Kimobi, I'm a foolish, people are going to be walking through it, that's not a kosher sukkah. We just turned to the Chesam Bay, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refusing Yeshuas, please join TehillNatEitMinDaf.com. Leima Abaya Barova Bablukta the Rav Shmuel Kamivlagi. Gershon, don't worry about it. It's a short daf. So we'll start a little late. It'll be fine. Leima Abaya Barova Bablukta the Rav Shmuel Kamivlagi. Perhaps we could say, says the Gemara, that this is the same Achloikis as the earlier Amiraim. The first Amoraim that ever existed, Rav and Shmuel, right? Because Rav was a little bit of a Tan, a little bit of an Amor. He's the last of the Tanoim. This Mar Achsadru Bebiko, right here in this case, you have an Achsadru smack in the middle of an open field. Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bekulay. Rav says Pitikru Yerivisaisim on all four sides. Darmina Pitikru Yerivisaisim. Shmuel Amar Ein Talta Ba'el Bar Ba'amos. On Shabbos, the most you can go is 4 amos. In other words, you cannot carry there at all. So, I just want to point this out over here. This is the picture from the Kol HaLashon. But interesting enough that Rashi points out, I thought we were going to get to Rashi, but we're running out of time. If there's one wall, even according to Shmuel, we're going to say P Tikri Yair V'Saisim. It's only because there's no walls at all, I don't say P Tikri Yair V'Saisim. Let's do three more lines, even though we're late. He's gonna kill me. Why not? According to Shmuel. So, Mark, was that Gershon that muted me just because he's mad? Says the Gemara like this. I'll leave it to Shmuel Kol Amaloi Pligi. So Rashi says here, Tach Pir Sugi Zu. Anytime, B'chol Mokam Shiochal Amid Divrei Echol Mem Shloi B'Machlekusim Shel Acherim. If I could say that one could go like both of them and one of them not, so I say this lashon. I'll leave it to Shmuel Kol Amaloi Pligi. According to Shmuel, everybody agrees. There's no Machlekus. That why? Because Shmuel says his halacha in an open area. So if he says it in an open area, and he says that what? You can't carry this at all. So kula amaloi pligi, everybody's gonna agree that you cannot carry. You can't use it for a sukkah either. Keep li ali to the rav. Abaya karav. Abaya holds like rav that you could carry in the pitigri erizazim. Rav amar loch. Akiloy amar rav hasam el de mechitzes lach sadru davidi. I created, so basically what we're saying is that Shmuel says it over here, even in the case of an achsadra, this guy, which was created to use underneath, he still doesn't say pitikri yarvisayim, certainly doesn't say by sukkah. But Rav, and Rav will say no. That Abaya will say like Rav, but Rav will say no. The reason why over here, in this case, of a open, what is this called? An afsadra, in the middle of nowhere. We say, why does Rav say you're allowed to carry here? Because these walls, or this whole thing was made to carry underneath it. But by a sukkah, think about it. A sukkah, you're cheating. You're using an overhang, and the overhang is made for under the overhang. But it's not made for walls that go into the courtyard. You have what I'm saying? Yeah, let's look at this real quickly. Okay. This overhang is made for this direction. This direction. It's not made for this area over here. You want to make an invisible wall and use it for the area in the middle. It doesn't work, says Rashi. Why? Says the Gemara, but Rashi explains. If there was a real wall, then I can use it for both sides. I can't say, oh, it was made for the inside, not for the outside.
I can make a sukkah and using the outside exterior wall of my house, but I cannot use an invisible halacha l'moshim Sinai wall when it's not made for this direction. It was only made for that direction. Amazing chiddush. Rabbosai, have a wonderful week. We'll see you Beis Hashem tomorrow at Chodrov at 8:30 p.m. Turn this off.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.